but I just want to, in 1 minute, go over what we talked about last time. We just said last time, I spoke about the fact that the Tzuras of Pesach, some of you asked me this morning what I meant, so I'll explain it again. The Beis Meir's kasha was that a Tzuras of Pesach has a din sosum. We see that in from many, many places. If it has a din sosum, the Beis Meir didn't understand. Then if you have a movi mafulish, the movi okum, why was there a need to have a lechi v'kaira in the Mokum HaKamimus? And in Shulchan Aruch it says, if you decide to put the Tzuras of Pesachs in the entrance of the Mavui, you still need a lechi v'kaira in the HaKamimus. Why do you need that? It's mamish closed on all the sides. It's not even a Mavui Yochum. It's not open to anything. It's a Rishus HaYochid, three walls. So the idea of Tzuras of Pesach being Sosim was a little baffling. So I suggested a Teretz. What I suggested was that the idea of a Tzuras of Pesach is, a Pesach by definition is not just the Tzuras of Pesach. It goes together with a door. All Pesachim have the Pesach with the door. You close the door to keep people out, to keep people from going in. There's the door. In fact, Ad Kedei Kach, the Rambam Sheet in Hilchos Mezuzah is that if the Pesach if the Pesach does not have a door, it is potter from Mezuzah. That's the Sheet of the Rambam. In Shulchan Aruch, it's not passing that way, but the Rambam Ad Kedei Kach requires the same Pesach goes together with the door. So I suggested here like this. The idea of the Tzuras of Pesach and being Sosa means the following. If you create your Tzuras HaPesach, you put up the Tzura of a Pesach, the Torah goes in and it fills in the door for you. The stima here is not a stira to the Pesach. It's part of the Pesach. We envision the door is being completed with the doorway. So that's why it has a din Sosa, but at the same time, it still maintains its din Pesach. And therefore, the din in Shulchan Aruch is correct, 100%. The kash of the Beis Meir is answered. Because the Beis Meir saw the Tzuras of Pesach as tantamount to putting up a wall there. It's not a wall, it's still a Pesach. It has a din Pesach, which is sosum, ki'ilu, there was a door there. Okay.
If on the Akimimus, why is it in the derech?
What?
The lechi on the ends, and then let's say you have the regular case, you put it on the Akimimus.
So what's wrong with that? Same thing.
You don't have a back wall.
I have my lechis.
Okay, and then what's the middle for? What's the Tzuras HaPesach in the middle then? What's it doing?
That's the din of Mavui Yochum. You have to, we cannot be b'chashbein the second part of the Mavui. The Rashi Shita is that you have to be soysim this Mavui. So you have to put something, some kind of Tzuret.
So you're really being soysim then? Being soysim.
I'm being soysim by putting up the Tzuras HaPesach is equivalent to a stima. I put a door there.
Is it din mechitza or din leheka?
It's din mechitza. Very important. It's a din mechitza. Akad dekach, and that's entrance into our sugi here too. If you have a mavoi mafulish to a karmelis, it's enough. The poskim, the rishonim actually, the Beis Yosef says befurish. It's accepted that our machlokes and our gemara between the Tanakama and Chananya / Beis Hillel is only talking about a mavoi that's mafulish to rishus harabim. When it is mafulish to a karmelis, it's true, the rules kick in of Lechi, Kaira, etc., but it is sufficient to only have a Tzuras of Pesach. Everyone, even Beis Hillel, is Moida that you don't need a Delis. Why? So we say Pshat, because the Tzuras of Pesach is serving as a divider. It divides from the Rishus Harabim to the Mavui. It's dividing. The divider has to be expressed as a division. The division occurs by creating this Mechitza, which divides between this and this. Tzuras of Pesach is enough. We said Beis Hillel has a chiddush, and that's where the next part of this of our shir from the other day came in. I argued, I brought two rayas, maybe are they rayas, mashmousin, we'll see how we want to be magdi them, that the idea of delis, as expressed in Beis Hillel, is not just a door. The door goes together with the Tzuras of Pesach. It's the advancement. I'm trying to show something here. It's now we're saying that it's not sufficient to have the imaginary halakhic door. I actually need a physical door. I need a physical door. However, I don't need the physical door to actually be na'ul. It's enough that it's roy to be na'ul. And I told you a vart from Taisvis, and based on Taisvis and Menachas, I said when you have something that's roy for something, it has a din ki'ilu, it is null. I gave you two shells that idea. Call it oimed lizarek kizarek dummy. And call it roy labilad kabil dummy means that if you have a mincha that's roy to be mixed, it has a din bolul. The midat mat has a din bolul. It's not just brownie points when the terrace is bolul. You get extra credit if you make it bolul. It has to be bolul. But if it's roy labila, it has a kiyum in the din bila, and that's what makes it kosher. I neglected this morning. It was an oversight. I'm just my this exhaustion. Who knows what? I wanted to copy for you a Raivan. Maybe I'll do it for you just to show you. In Shin Mem Tes, the Raivan uses the words kevun shu roy leniila harehu kenaol. Very, very strong, powerful lashon. It sounds, it's roy. It has a din like it's null. It's like all right to what we were saying.
This stuff when the dentist is closed.
This is not. It doesn't. It has not actually closed. It's roy to be closed. It has a din like it's closed. And what does that do? Why did we mock bit of that in Rishus Rabin? Because I understand that the idea we spoke about once, Rishus Yochid versus Rishus Rabin, is something that is moinea Rabin from entering. So Beis Hillel is saying a chiddush. That it's not enough, it's imaginary, there has to be some physical barrier here keeping the rabbim out. Does it actually have to actually close? No. It's enough that it has a din closed. That the physical barrier has a din that it's closed, and that, he's saying, is what you need to keep out of Rishus HaRabim. From a Carmelist, which is just a divider from Carmelist to Mavui, such respects us enough. But he's still saying a chiddush. When I have actually division from rabbim, now, what I didn't talk about yet is when do I actually need it locked? It's not hard to understand that you need it actually locked or na'ul. I'm not sure what na'ul yet means yet either. But na'ul, whatever it will mean, is obviously when you have actual rabbim. When you have a Rishus HaRabim, the real thing, and you want to close it off and turn it into Rishus HaYochid, you obviously need a real menias rabbim, and therefore you actually need the delos is closed. We will talk about this more in Yetz Hashem at the appropriate time. I want to now just deal with one issue now, very quickly. Maybe I'll finish this year tomorrow. I don't think we're going to have time today. I want to speak about, maybe we will. I want to speak about the two terutzim of Taisus. You've all seen the Taisus, Divrei Amasa v'chitema. I assume that, right? That's what you've done 3 days. And you've all seen already two opinions in Taisus as to what is being referred to. Taisus had a kasha. He wanted to know, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Gemara later in Daf Yud seems to indicate that's the case there of Pasi Biros, that the shear of the Pesach is 13 and a third. Well, that's a big problem because we are talking here about Rishus HaRabim. We all know the Shir Rishus HaRabim is how much? 16. So that doesn't fit. That's not going to work. So Taisvus has two solutions. Solution one, says Taisvus, is, you know what? At this point in the Havamina, we're not really dealing with Rabbi Hud at all. And we're assuming we're talking about a full size Rishus HaRabim, etc. In the Maskana, when we learn that the machloikis of the Tanoim here is not talking about Rishus HaRabim at all. It's talking about a movim of foolish Rishus HaRabim. Then in Ochinami, the shear would be 13 and a third, etc., etc. Taisus says another teretz. The teretz is very interesting. Taisus says that when the mavui is going through a Rishus HaRabim, the road is going right through the mavui, in spite of the fact that the mavui constricts the Rishus during the course of its going through the mavui, doesn't matter. As long as it's part of the Derech Rishus HaRabim, in spite of the fact that it's learned up in Shabbos that the shear of the width of Rishus HaRabim has to be 16, here it can be even less. In fact, there's no clear shear given. We'll get to that soon. What is the shear? We know it could be less than 16. So what is the shear? We don't know. But we seem to have here a machloikis. And I learned it this way. I learned the first Teretz in Taisus, I think, is arguing with this Chiddush. It understood that the Shear had to be 16. There are those who say that is Shitas Rashi in Shabbos. You notice Shitas Rashi is very, very like a very strong Lashon. Did I give it to you? Oh, I didn't put it on the sheet? Oh, I'm so sorry. Okay, it was an oversight. I forgot to give you the Shear Lashon of Rashi. You saw the Rashi in Shabbos, guys? No, I put it. It's number two. Yeah. I didn't put it on the sheet. Did I give it to you one day? Did I give it to you in the previous sheet? Davov and Aleph. Davov and Aleph. I put it in. I don't see it here. Okay. Rashi there seems to specify that the gets a given, Rishus HaRabim needs to be 16 Amas. And it's talking about, he's teaching Mavui Mefulish. In teaching Mavui Mefulish, Rashi says 16 Amas. So it sounds like from Rashi that even if it's Mavui Mefulish, the shear can't go down. So we seem to have a Machlekes we've shown him as to what is whether or not the Rishus HaRabim really needs to be 16 amas wide. Rashi says, no way. It has to always be 16. By the way, the Meiri is mashma that way too. I found a couple of Rishonim that did not accept this Chiddush of Taisvus. Taisvus learns it can be even less. What's the Hezra in the Machlekes? Yossi, you come up with anything? Naftali. What's the Hezra? No. No. Come on, it's not that hard. Okay. Look, we see where we are bolstered by one very important lushan here in Mechaber when he quotes the Shita. He quotes the Shita actually in Sif Ches. He says, Mavoyis harachavim tes zainamu miskatrim bitzosan. Right? Gain changes the lushan for a different reason. It has to do with the sugyan of Zion. But the bitzosan is mashma, it can't be rive of the thing. It has to be at least a miut. As long as the miut is going to be less than 16, the rive is more than 16, says the Mechaber, that will be good. Does that add anything to anything? Anybody want to say anything now? Spoke about rive so many times, are you? What is this idea? What is this idea that we learn up that the width has to be 16 amas? What kind of halach is that? Is that a chidush in the mahus, the essence of Ur Rishus HaRabim, must always be a makom roy for a rabim, which is deemed 16 amas? If the makom itself is not roy for rabim, namely 16 amas, it can't be a Rishus HaRabim. That's its essence. Or no, 16 amas confers a status. It confers a status on the Rishus, on the road, as being one of Rabim. Ah, status. Status, we know, that goes with the halachas of Roiv. When we have Roiv of this road is Roi l'Rabim, the Roiv gives it a din Rishus HaRabim. And therefore, even though in some places it will be less, it will still maintain its din rishus harabim. I told you, I give you the example in a mishulashim, hadasim mishulashim. The halacha according to Kimat, all the rishonim except for the Ran and the Magid Mishnah, is that the hadasim, if roiv of the hadas is mishulash, it's considered a hadas mishulash. The Ran, Magid Mishnah say, no, it has to be kulei mefulish, kulei mishulash. Almost the same word, huh? Mishulash. What's going on? What they're saying is to have a status, a hadas to be, have a status of mefulish, mishulish, it needs rive. If rive is mishulish, has it did mishulish.
Yeah, but why does Rishus Rambam make a unit of tezayinamah?
Why is that? That's learned up from Digli Midbar.
Yeah, that's
next. That's where 16 came from.
If the Kroshim can't go through,
Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. The Rishonim use a lashon like it's hard to believe. It can't be. That's why he says Miktsasan. That's how I learn it.
So that means if it were to be longer, what do you measure it off of? You measure it off of the entire road?
Probably the entire road. That's what it looks like.
And if it were to
take where does the road stop?
More than that, then it's a big chiddush.
If it would be the part that's miskat, that I that that's what Miktsasan. I'm showing the lashon in Shulchan Aruch. This gives it away. Miktsasan.
Why is Rebbe discarding the exchange of the grist of the ground?
I didn't discard it.
Yes, the Rebbe is. Because
why?
If you're saying oi, then there's no rye of the setting of roi. Saying oi, there's two cases. And like the Rashba says, I learn one case and the other, that's all.
Okay. I think the Gaon is addressing the issue in Daf Zayin, isn't he? He's just trying to bring in
whatever reason things. He's changing it. Once he changes it, does Rebbe have a raya?
A raya? Yeah.
From the Lashon Miktsasim?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
That's the mocker. He's saying the same way over here. Miktsasim, Miktsasim. It's part of that. It's not going to happen. It's Rebbe for them to also resolve. But it doesn't mean that's a din of roi.
Why not?
Just bringing that as a raya.
Why not?
Because this
Torah of Miktsasan, if it's Big Tsasan. Even the Goyans, doesn't, it still
has. Yeah, but if you're just talking about a case of Rishus Rabbim, which has a dent in the wall, that's the Torah that we're talking about. So it's obviously that any Rishus could have a dent in the wall. It doesn't disturb.
I think Big Tsasan means Kibshuta. That's what it means. It means, and as in part of it, is smaller. And
but it's not Midin Roy.
How do you know? That's what Tsas means.
Don't need a din roiv when it's miskatzer miktsasan.
It sounds like even if it's miktsasan means to me a miut. Yeah, but you have a mavoy. I don't know how long it is. I don't know how big the mavoy is. It goes to Manhattan. And then continues out as a highway going down to New Jersey and all the way up to upstate New York.
We're talking about a case of miut.
That's different.
How do you know that?
Because nobody's saying a din roiv.
I'm saying it.
Right. That's what I'm arguing.
I'm saying that's where he's coming from. That's what he doesn't say. He doesn't say bechelkan. He doesn't say beruban. It says b'ktsasim. So a minimum ktsas means a minimum. It means less than right. That's what ktsas usually means. Whether or not you eat Ruba Deminker, I'm not getting involved in, but I'm getting involved with the guy did a conference of status. Sometimes there are certain dinim that need Ruba Deminker. I don't know if that's true here. I don't have a raya that you do need that. There are halachas.
Rebbe's saying when it's not, Rebbe's not poor.
I'm saying that if it would be 50-50, I'm saying the halacha wouldn't be true.
Right.
That's vaday to me.
What is the ktsasim going back on? Is the ktsasim going on the oyu chushes rabu? It's going on the ktsasim. The ktsasim. It's going on the width.
The width that is smaller.
No, so
it was miskatsu
ktsasim. As long as it's over 8 amos, it can still have a din. You're thinking of something which is going to take away most of the width of chushes rabu, then you wouldn't have it. Not the length.
I know what you're saying. It's miskatzer b'ktsasim.
Right. Now that can mean. Now, I can be speaking about the length of Rishus Rabin, which is I don't know how long it is. I can be speaking about the width of Rishus Rabin, and maybe speaking about the width of Rishus Rabin. That if this blito, which is making Rishus Rabin narrow, is going to be narrower than 8 amos, which would be, then they wouldn't have a shame of Rishus Rabin anymore. He's coming to say, as long as the miskatzrim is b'ktsasim, meaning b'ktsasim of the width, which is what he's talking about, then I can still give it a shem b'shus ha'avim. How long can it go for, at least?
So I understand. So what do I need 16 amas?
Is, need
you're saying anywhere in the Shusharam has 16 namas is enough, even if the rest of it is not?
I do need 16 namas.
How much of it has to be 16 namas?
I don't know.
Say there's no shear.
There's no shear.
So what's koveya?
The fact that it's
it
has 16
hours. So then I'm saying it. Then I'm saying it.
But it has to be that the rabbim are bokim shom.
They're going through it. He's talking about a case where it's la'irach. I'm running out of time. I want to get to that next case, but we'll talk about it.
I'm saying, isn't that the pshat here, though? I'm saying the tama heter over here, the reason why this
maintains the din rishus harabim is because it's exactly that. The road.
What is rishus harabim? What is the rishus harabim by definition?
It's a mokum rabim.
What's the tef
tezainama? Tef tezainama is what gives the status to this place as being a mokum rabim. It has to be roy for the shtamshus. It has to be roy for the shtamshus of the rabbin. It has to be roy for the shtamshus of the rabbin.
What if people
and 60 namas is considered the shear that's roy. So does it have to be completely that way? No. As long as it is roy vivid, is roy for the shtamshus of the rabbin, it has a status of being a shus rabbin, and therefore has a din has a din deraisa, has a din deoster.
Why does the Rashba have to add the following sentence?
Yeah, here's what he's saying.
Said right. Why do you have to add that?
No, because he's trying to explain how he knows that. Why it should be, why it is that way. He's saying it can't be that you're saying talking about something that's the essence of Rishus Rabim, because it's not mistaber that the Rishus Rabim never gets smaller in certain places, and things like that occur.
So that's what we're saying. That's all we're saying here with the Miktsasan. That's not mistaber. Nobody ever said I didn't write for you.
So once again, I if you want to say, and as you want to go with the Gaon's gears, I don't mind, but I'm saying anyway, this has to be true. You can't say that if 20 feet are 16 amas wide and the rest of it goes for 3 miles, that is, 10 feet wide. That's really not mistaber. He's describing something that occasionally occurs. In some places, it'll occasionally happen that it's going to get thinner.
I don't necessarily argue about that case. I'm arguing about the case. Or he's making it this roy.
I'm saying that it's roy for most of it is as being roy for Rabin is enough to confer a status. The idea of tes zayin ama is not something that defines the essence and the mahus of Rishus Rabim. It's something that confers a status of Rishus Rabim. When you confer status, you don't need complete. You can the halachas usually go with rave. I don't have any halachas on this. All I have is that line because I assume that the example of the oirech going through with the mavoi represents a miut of this road, and that I'm buoyed from the Lashon Shulchan Aruch on this point, and it is the pashtus of the Rishon. The Mavi was not the rave of this derech. it was the Rabim is going, and then it's appears to be an intercity road, which is now hitting a Mavoi that's going through this path, and it's being Niskatzer. So a small part of it is this way. So the Rashba is saying it's not Mistaber that you need, it's the Mahus of Rishus Rabim, because it's not Mistaber that you know, it doesn't go through this, doesn't have a place where it has places where it gets smaller. It's just the nature of the world. So the Rashba, based on that, is learning, I think, that's where he's coming from, based on a Svara, saying it just confers the status. Conferring status, I can have that with Rav. Now, we find something interesting here in Shulchan Aruch. I've run out of time. It's time for Mincha. So I'll do this tomorrow. I'll believe in Yetzir Hashem. I'll just work out the Hampshire. So I will see you all tonight, 8:15.
Probably.
Well, probably, whatever. I got to stay at 8:30, but later than that, you know, huh?